Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here on a Texans Victory Monday, a Black Monday as well. And it's all brought to you by Quick Assist. Got extra game day tickets? Turn them into cash with Quick Assist. Download Quick Assist from your app store today to find H-Town fans looking for seats. That's Q-U-I-C-K. A-S-Y-S-T, Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And I guess when you talked about Black Monday and who you'd fire, somebody said they'd fire all of Fox Sports Network, Fox Sports One, for after the drama that went down. Hey, man, Nick Wright ain't do nothing. Colin Cowherd didn't get named in any of that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's still some people that are fine over there that didn't do nothing. But yes, there's a lot of drama. Again, still not sure how to talk about that. And then also, someone else mentioned ESPN. I guess they fire them for not crucifying the Patriots, firing a black coach after one season in the same way that it seemed like a lot of people crucified the Texans. I don't know if it was in that same place where it absolutely felt like a setup with the Culley thing. But they deserve some heat, man. Robert Kraft, especially changing on a dime where they did so much on the front end, mm-hmm. making him the next guy, the handpicked successor to Belichick, that he spent so much time, and unceremoniously, immediately after that dude did media availability after game 17, goodbye.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of it would be that as much as Kraft just preferred Vrabel. Like, that's his guy.
That's what it seemed like.
That's what
because
it feels like.
It seemed like the Vrabel to the Jets mm-hmm. kind of start heating up a little bit, where I guess he felt like he needed to make a move as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Some other things around the NFL we saw yesterday was, how did you enjoy the slate, just generally? Because there's inherently in Week 18, there's going to be quite a few games that don't really mean all that much, with some games that have some meaning that were interesting. How did the slate hit you?
I love Saturday. Saturday was good all around. Yesterday was completely hit and miss. Like, there were some where I'm just like, who cares? And I wasn't alone, obviously. But there were some, you know, I thought Falcons and Bucks, you know, trying to get their, you know, trying to angle was pretty interesting.
Peak NFC South.
Yeah.
Chicanery and nonsense. For like the first half of football, it looked like both of them were going to lose, mm-hmm. right? Because the Falcons needed the Bucks to lose and then for them to win in order to win the NFC South. And it looked like they were going to get the Saints a victory over the Bucks, only mm-hmm. for them to not really show up. So that was looking funny, but ultimately the Bucks get a victory. And in doing that, they also make sure to get, in the final minute of the game, this to happen.
Mayfield throwing Evans. He's got it! He ties it! Jerry Rice has company!
Yep.
I loved it.
1,000 receiving yards on the season after I think he missed something like five games.
That's the thing I love.
In the middle.
Yeah.
But they made sure to get him that 1,000 yards receiving so that he has had 1,000 yards receiving in every one of his seasons, which counts as 11 straight years. And he joins Hall of Famer Jerry Rice as the only players to achieve that feat, 11 straight years. And honestly, he's the only one to do it from the start of his career.
Right. Jerry Rice and Mike Evans. That's the list. That's all you need to know.
Go ahead and make the bus. Yeah, right?
That's all you need to know right there. That's the list. So I liked it. Some people were criticizing it, and I was like, come on, man. That's missing five games. If he had played 14, 15, 16 games and then did it, maybe I could see your point. He missed all those games and still got 1,000. I mean, it was incredible for him to do that.
Yeah, injury kind of stopped him there. And then also, that getting that 1,000-yard mark allowed him to reach an incentive, $3 million contract incentive for hitting that. Which
good work.
I feel like, especially if you look at that Tampa Bay Bucks team, who deserved it more than him? Like, he is absolutely, he has been a staple in that team, on that team, in that market for a long time. Yeah, that it's nice to see good guys win. And it felt like that was absolutely one of the things for the Texas A&M grad, Mike Evans, to get in there. Also, I think one of the fun games on this was Sunday night.
That's what I was going to say. I loved last night's. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell's going to get Coach of the Year. I don't know, man. To do what he did, what Dan Campbell did, you know, after the heartbreak last year, the injuries.
However.
A bye, a first-round bye.
Yeah, man, this has got to be aspirational for obviously the Texans, just seeing a team who was, 12-22 in the first couple of seasons, and then seeing them be as good as they've been the last two, including, winning the number one seed in the NFC after having all the injuries, as you mentioned. Man, their defense won them that game as well. They had Sam Darnold shook,
Anzalone and all those guys. Yeah,
they barely got Anzalone back, but they've had so many defensive injuries. That being said, we know what the Coach of the Year award is. It's some ways a narrative award, because it's not just who did a great job, but who did a great job in a situation where we did not expect as nearly as much. And that clearly seems to fit with the Vikings. I mean, Sam Darnold, we talk about him as the most coveted quarterback to be out there in the market, period, this offseason. That's in large part because of the offense that is there, in addition to the fact that Brian Flores obviously did a great job on defense and everything. But it was a fun game. Were you surprised that it wasn't necessarily the shootout that we were expecting? Obviously, the Lions started putting up points there in the second half, and it really opened up. But early on, it was a knockdown, drag-out game.
Yeah, a little bit, but that atmosphere, too, in Detroit has got to be, if not the best, certainly top three in the NFL. They just bring it. You can tell that it's all so new, the energy level on the field, off the field, everything about it is next level. So I love that one. I love Saturday's games. Hit and miss during Sunday's effort. LA Chargers, because that we had a vested interest in that one as well. So it was hit and miss, but overall I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and with that, obviously, we've now fully gotten established the playoffs, including the Houston Texans in the Houston Texans Memorial game, which is Saturday at 3:30. That'll be on CBS and Nickelodeon. You got any interest in the Nickelodeon game?
We're going to be there, so maybe if I
look at him dodging, he dodging.
See some highlights. No, it's always interesting. Nickelodeon does a better job than what was the other one that we saw?
With the ESPN game with the Toy Story is the one I keep coming back to. Simpsons recently.
Simpsons was okay. But I like the Nickelodeon one. People getting slimed. Yeah, the graphics are so much better. Yeah,
not playoffs though, man.
Sure, why not?
Like if the Texans were on the road and this was an option, I wouldn't.
I just need to look at the highlights.
That's I need to focus.
I can't watch these games on when it's the team that you're watching. When it's a team that you don't care as much about, you don't have an investment in.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fun to do that because now you can just enjoy it.
Even if it was like a regular season game, I flip over and kind of check it out a little bit. But playoffs, I got to focus.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football is hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This man.
Yeah, so we got our playoffs. The wild card matchups are set. Obviously, the Chiefs get a bye, but Texans, as we mentioned, facing the Chargers, who are open as a 2.5-point favorite. Actually, I think they open as a 3-point favorite on the road here in Houston. Or I guess I could say it the other way: the Texans open as 3-point dogs on their own field, which is kind of wild. Ravens Steelers, we get an AFC North matchup. That should be good. And then Bills Broncos. I think all three of those are really good on the AFC side and the NFC side. Rams Vikings. The Vikings get to be a very strong wild card team. Buccaneers Commanders. And then Eagles Packers are the matchups that we've got there. We'll talk more about those as we go during the week. I do want to come back around to, we were talking a little bit about Miami. That might have been in the break. We were talking about Miami, and you know, I think that, you know, the questions that might be there for McDaniel. There's a lot of mix in this league. Mike McDaniel, the head coach there. But there's not a lot of questions, or maybe Tyreek Hill doesn't want there to be a lot of questions about whether or not he will return, because he was talking to the media after that loss to end the season, and he said this.
Like I said, man, I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here, if that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. As I'm opening the door, like I'm out, bro. You know, so it was great playing here, but, you know, at the end of the day, bro, I got to do what's best for, you know, for my career, and you know what's best, because I'm too much of a competitor to be, you know, just out
about,
there.
Mean you thinking about leaving here?
He was trying so hard not to say it, but you already said it. You said I'm out. Like, yeah, man, that feels very
so
evident.
So you leaving?
Yes. And to make that more clear, he tweeted out later at Cheetah. On X, love Finn Nation, blessing y'all, open doors for the Hill family forever. Nothing but respect and love, which very much sounds like a
y'all got out. Me my money.
The best part of that whole thing is like the first 20 seconds or so, he tried to be tactful with it. He tried to like not say it, but just kind of indicate, you know, whatever works, whatever's best for me, got to look out for my family. And then he just said, screw it, I'm out. I'm out, bro.
Well, I mean, he had already gone to a place where he was willing to go to, I guess, drastic measures, if you want to call it that. Yeah. There was a little bit of a back and forth as to what actually happened with him in that game versus the Jets. Because he said that like there was a level of injury, or that Mike McDaniel was the one who had said, you know, looked up and seen that the scores were not going to their favor on the scoreboard, and so that the idea would be that he would be held out,
and the other team lost. I think the other team won.
And Mike McDaniel was looking at his availability. He said that it was Tyreek, or he was told that Tyreek was not available.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of questions as to what happened, but I think ultimately the consensus is what you said there, Lopez. Yeah. That man decided that he's not playing, which. Yeah. That's a bad look, right?
Yeah, that's always a bad look, especially a veteran like that getting paid that much money. But yeah, clearly he said on the sideline and then in the post game, I'm out.
Yeah. When somebody say at the end of the day, and I think in the longer clip, he said it is what it is. You know that brother gone. Man. When you say at the end of the day and it is what it is, in the same statement.
Yeah.
Nah, he out.
Now, with that being said, like, he is still a dynamic wide receiver.
Yes, he is.
30 years old. Next year, in our next season, will be his age 31 season. Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned, still dynamic. Not a terrible contract to be, you know, the next season is what he has on the books. And I believe that cap hit, as it looks right now, is $28 million.
What you trying to say? Mm-hmm. What you trying to say?
Just asking questions.
Nick Caserio?
Just asking questions.
Texans?
Would that be something that you might be interested in, considering the wide receiver situation?
Hell yes. Okay. Absolutely. 100%. Would you rather have Stephon Diggs or Tyreek Hill?
I mean, I think Tyreek still creates a matchup problem for defense.
Figgy?
Yeah. That's not a question.
It's not a question.
Well, especially also, Tyreek Hill ain't coming off of a major injury, with all due respect to
Stephon Diggs. And Tyreek a little younger, right? I don't think he that much younger.
A year or two?
Probably like a year younger.
Yeah.
Somebody said Hill wouldn't open the door for that police officer. Okay. All right. But I will say, it does feel like some level of vindication for the Chiefs. Although, look, man, the Chiefs have been bandying about like just cycling in just dudes to play wide receiver. However, they took the gamble on, we would rather not pay the wide receiver who is, you know, predicated on speed into his age 30-something seasons. We'll opt for keeping that money and using that elsewhere. And of course, maybe you just go, the Chiefs would have won regardless, the back-to-back championships that they won. But he's gone, and I mean, he's played very well for Miami, don't get me wrong. And there's other circumstances
with bad quarterback play.
Ooh, look at him being spicy.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
You got Tua Hayden in your heart?
Was your guy.
No. Well, when Tua went, he was better with Tua.
Tua Hayden is hard. Oh, no. Okay. You're talking about the fact that they put out my guy, Spencer Thompson, out there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Skylar Thompson.
Skylar, that's right. I said his name wrong. Yeah. And he's a whole case there. My bad. Mm-hmm. That's all happening there. Tyreek Hill. It'll be interesting to see as we get into the offseason where he ends up, what's happening with him. How about this, though? I want to get a feel for what you feel about this particular move, because start or sit was a lot of conversation this week. As obviously, it makes sense going into the playoffs. There's teams that have nothing to play for, trying to figure out how to remain healthy and give themselves the best opportunity to win in the upcoming week or weeks. Josh Allen, starting quarterback for the Bills, and I say that word in that phrase very particularly. He started again versus New England by playing one play. He handed the ball off and immediately trotted off the field. That he did that in order to maintain a streak of 105 starting games, which is the longest active streak for any quarterback. It is more than double the next closest streak, which Jared Goff has. You got any problem with doing this?
Not only do I not have any problem, I think for Josh Allen and most NFL players, especially quarterbacks, that's more important than just about any incentive. I really do believe that, unless it's like a $3 million incentive, you know, like Mike Evans got, that's important. but I think you have a, you know, if you said you're going to get a $300,000 incentive if you don't play, or you can play start for 105th consecutive time, he would take that every day. Like, quarterbacks really love that they can be that durable and start every game.
I do appreciate the people talking about the Tyreek saying, I mean, the season's over. You can't really blame him. And yes, almost what you pay for Stephon Diggs. Okay. Interesting. We'll mull over that. We'll mull over that. And real quick, it is Black Monday, and the Black Monday hits keep coming. As for one, offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, Ryan Grubb, has been relieved of his duties. And now we're getting even more. I feel like this is going to be the bit. How many people would the Jets request for interview? Because now added to the list of, you know, Vance Joseph and Bobby Slowick and Aaron Glenn and who else? Matt Nagy. Now added to that list, Brian Flores and Josh McCown.
Oh, my gosh.
We're still making the Josh McCown thing happen, baby. Gosh. It's still going to happen. Remember, they've already interviewed Vrabel and Ron Rivera. Rex Ryan is up there. Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator for the Bills, is up there. Arthur Smith, Brian Greasy, who I mentioned earlier, and... general manager, they're doing those things too. But
Rex Ryan?
Yes, but yeah, Rex Ryan is in there.
But he got the job, right?
That's what he says.
According to him. Yeah. Let him tell it.
So they're at a baker's dozen?
Let me see if I do my math correctly here. That looks about, I think we're at 12.
12?
I think we're at 12.
Man, I want to try getting in on this job interview.
Well, just make a call. I'm sure you will.
Do we have any numbers on this? Do we have any numbers on what the over-under is? For how many people the Jets interview
in today's
for
world, that's probably going
to
come up.
I need to go see look these up. There's people on the text line that are stumping real hard. Irwin, in fact, on the text line, stumping hard that Mike Evans will be back as a Houston Texan. I will be here as a Houston Texan, obviously Galveston boy and everything. I have a hard time believing that he doesn't end his career in Tampa.
Well, yeah, he was on the list too. Saquon and Mike Evans, were offered
because it was. I mean, there was a time period where it looked like he wasn't going to get a deal done. I feel like
Saquon and Mike Evans,
that could have been a problem. not going to lie, could have been a problem. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. Let's shake some things up. D'Amico Ryan's going to be talking to the assembled media, so we'll get that going at the top of the hour as we head into the top of the hour. So here, let's get into what's popping, including a Rockets victory, and maybe I'll try and get into whatever the hell that Fox Sports thing was. We'll do it next.